Hi, everybody. The Complex PTSD guy here. I'll start out by saying I'm not a doctor or psychiatrist. I'm just a guy living with complex PTSD, and I'm sharing my own ideas, experiences, and opinions on this podcast. I wanted to add one more point, and this is probably kind of obvious, but I think in the moment, it sometimes might not be obvious. So it's one last point, and then I promise my next episode will be a different topic, but it's one more point related to the neutrality stance that sometimes when you grow up in trauma, I think it can shut people down and it can shut out them expressing themselves, and that can really shut down happiness. So in regards, one more little point, and then I promise I'm done with it. But again, a lot of this really does impact a lot of people, not just with PTSD or complex PTSD, but when you do have complex PTSD and PTSD, I think our brains, really are impacted by certain fear. And fear of conflict and fear of in-depth dialogue and in-depth critical thinking regarding that dialogue and feeling wrong, which, like I've told you guys, one of my triggers is feelings of incompetence. And then when it comes to the dialogue, if your brain is running on fear, your dialogue isn't going to be there. And that's why it's one of the biggest things for people with complex PTSD, that interpersonal dialogue. And that's why a lot of times relationships don't last with your intimate partner or your friends. You know, because our brains get kind of frazzled by the physical brain interfering there, because we want to avoid. But if you see resolution as a positive, you're gonna feel better and you're gonna have a resolution that can really help make it easier. And also, if you see, like I said in the last episode, that there's more options than maybe what you think. And particularly what I want to point out for this hopefully short episode, if you are afraid of expressing yourself or something in your life about you, and you are being really neutral all the time to almost the point where you're just completely shutting down, an important point to make about if you have a genuine interest that maybe you're embarrassed to share or you think people will judge you or whatever about that, it's really important, and I'm just going to add it to the last episode, but I forgot to mention it in the last episode. It's very important to remember, if somebody has a problem with that, that's their problem. So like I said, if I wanted to like hang an American flag in my living room, and then somebody came into my apartment who'd been here before and I'd never had that hanging there, and they had like an attitude about it or something, I could just look at it as, well, that's a really curious thing to have an attitude about. Like that's kind of weird. It's just a flag hanging, you know? And it's like, that's their problem, that they would have a problem with that, right? But then you also have to look at the other side of the coin and not think the worst. And they could come into your apartment and say, oh, I love that. I've never seen that before. Was that there before? They might actually really like it. So just like for you, that if you were to like share something, like let's say that you love to search for bugs, like you're really into crickets and earthworms and centipedes, and you've always loved bugs, but you just thought everybody would think you're a freak because you like bugs. You know, and let's say you share that with somebody, and they might say something like, that is so cool. Like, what do you mean you like bugs? Like, do you collect bugs? Or like, you know, what is it about bugs that you like? And then you could go on and on for hours about it, right? Or let's say that you're really into meteorites or, you know, space aliens. I don't know. Like, let's just say you're really into whatever it might be. Maybe you're really into cars from the 1930s. And for some reason, you think that's dorky and you don't want to share it, but you have like 20 magazines hidden under your bed of cars from the 1930s. And there's just something about it. And for some reason, you think you're going to be judged for it, so you don't talk about it. And you don't even hardly get your magazines out because you think you might leave one out and someone will see it. Right? And maybe you think you're going to be judged for it. You know, who knows what. But maybe somebody won't judge you. Maybe they'll say, well, this is really cool. What do you like about them? Like, tell me more. I love that you have an interest, right? Their response might be so opposite of what you're thinking. So like catastrophically, you know, and that's just someone being self-critical. That's self-criticism, which I do think is learned in trauma. I think in trauma, we are taught that. But again, it's almost like our PTSD brains are jumping to worst case scenario. It's almost like it's probably a survival tool for our brain to think the worst and then just to avoid, run. So we need to see different avenues. And sometimes I think it's even helpful to act things out. Like if you have a friend, a real friend, and you're really afraid of expressing something to other people, your friend could act out how other people might react to it. They might just, you know, be really ridiculous and say, oh my God, this is the coolest thing ever. And then if they do, they could act out somebody being judgmental about it. And then you could act out back to them, saying, well, I don't care if you don't like it. You know, just act it out. But I just wanted to point that out, that if somebody does have a problem with it, that's their own little quirky problem. That's their own little weird thing. Like if I decide to put up a poster in the living room that's got everything about the X-Files, because I've told you guys I love the show The X-Files, or if I put up something, you know, just about space aliens, because I think they're cool. I think learning about aliens from outer space is really neat. I have a whole book about it. I just quoted it the other day on an episode last week. You know, so it's, you know, that's something I like. Like tonight I'm watching the movie Clue, and I don't care if you like it or you don't. I'm watching the movie Clue. So there you go. It's one of my favorite movies ever since I was a kid. I've always liked it. I think Mrs. Peacock is really funny. I like the movie Clue, so I'm watching it. It's lighthearted, it's comedy, it's a murder mystery, it's got communism in it. They're constantly talking about communism, the whole thing. It's 1950s, and communism is just a red herring in it. So that's what I'm doing. That's what I like. But, you know, the more that you engage with things and you share them, you'll start to see it doesn't matter what anybody thinks about it. Like it really doesn't matter. And if you lose somebody that you thought was your friend, they weren't really your friend anyway. And if they have a problem with it, that's their own thing that they're living with, that they're, you know, that's their battle. So I just wanted to point that out. This is the Complex PTSD guy signing off.